A review on some halachot that we said, but we're going to repeat it again. These are the laws that are very, very important when it comes to goyim coming in contact with wine. The question is, what type of wine is subject to the laws, and what type of contact of the goy are we talking about? And then, even if there is contact, which part of the wine becomes forbidden? So first and foremost, in today's discussion, we're talking specifically about wine that was not mevushal. Not mevushal or not pasteurized. That's the only wine that we have issues when it comes into contact with wine, with goyim. Furthermore, we're talking also over here about wine that was opened. It was uncorked. As long as the bottle is sealed, we're not concerned about what the goy does with it, whether he picks it up, whether he shakes it. Clearly he can't pour it because it's sealed, so there is no concerns about that. So goyim can actually transport and move sealed bottles of non-mevushal wine. We're talking about over here bottles that were uncorked and opened and are non-mevushal. Now let's discuss some scenarios. Let's talk about a case where the goy just touched the bottle. He didn't pick it up and he didn't move it. Clearly, according to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet in Yoreh De'ah, touching the bottle does not make it asur. That means even if the waiter leaned over and touched the bottle, or his arm touched the bottle when he was getting something, it's not going to make the bottle asur. It is permissible. Let's discuss another case. Now I go to the other extreme. If the goy actually touched the wine, not the bottle, he touched the wine with his hands, went to Maran if he touched the wine with his feet, or he touched the wine with his mouth, clearly all that wine is going to be asur. Another case Maran discusses is if the goy made what's called shikshuch. Shikshuch means he shook it. In the olden days, that was a form of Avodah Zarah as well. They used to shake the wine for the Avodah Zarah. So according to Shulchan Aruch, even if he doesn't pick up the bottle, even if the bottle remains on the table, and he just shakes it, that already is going to make the wine in the bottle asur. Or another case of shikshuk could be, if let's say the wine was poured already into a decanter, and the goy takes a stick, and he wants to aerate it, and he's just spinning the wine around, that's also considered shikshuch. Clearly the wine in those cases would be forbidden. Let's discuss a case that the Ben Ish Chai talks about in Parashat Balak, which is a very common case, where the Jew is sitting at the table, or the Jew is around, and the goy picks up the wine, for example, to move it, in order, let's say, to put something on the table. He's a waiter. So he wants to put something in the place where the wine is. So he moves it gently from one place to another place. And the Jew is sitting right there. He's in front of him. According to the Ben Ish Chai, based on what the Beit Yosef says, that even though the goy picked it up, and even though for sure when he picked it up, the wine has to move a little, that's called ni'nua ksat. That ni'nua ksat does not forbid the wine. And the wine indeed will be permissible. So one thing if the goy picked it up and he shook it and stuff like that, but just to move it gently from one place to the other and the Jew is there, the Jew is sitting and watching it, that wine is going to be permissible. The last case we discuss is the most severe case. And that's a case where the goy actually takes the wine and he pours it. When the goy pours it, over here we discuss two aspects. First of all, what he poured into the cup for sure is going to be asur. According to Maran, it's not only asur mishtiyah, but it's asur bahana'ah, assuming a Christian poured that wine. The hadush over here of Maran is that even what's remaining in the bottle becomes forbidden as well. Even though you might ask, I understand what he poured, that's asur. That's the nesech. But what remained in the bottle, what's the problem? So Maran introduces us to the concept called nitzok. Nitzok means that since there's a flow, and that flow from the bottle to the cup is connecting the cup to the bottle, because it's an uninterrupted flow, like electricity. So that connectivity between the bottle and the cup causes everything in the bottle to become asur as well. And therefore, in that case over there, according to Maran, one must discard everything, not only the stuff that's in the wine that's in the cup, but he must pour out all the wine that's in the bottle. However, there is an exception to the case of Nitzok. To the case of Nitzok. According to Maran, if an Arab, Bnei Ishmael, poured wine, clearly the wine is Asur Bishtiyah. Nobody argues on that. The wine is Asur Bishtiyah. But Maran holds, since the Ishmaelim believe in one God, they don't do Avodah Zarah, the wine that was poured does not become Asur Bahana'ah. Therefore, technically, you could take that wine and give it to somebody else to drink. You could feed it to the animals. Since the wine of the Ishmael does not become Asur Bahana'ah, we do not say the law of Nitzok. And therefore, the wine that remains in the bottle is going to be permissible by a Ishmael. It's important to notice that this could happen a lot in Israel, in the hotels. Person has a bottle of wine that's not mevushal. The Arab waiter comes along and pours it. Of course, he shouldn't pour it. The case would be, take that cup, discard it, let him drink it. Give it to him. It's not asur b'hana'ah. And the rest of the bottle, you take it from him, and it'll be permissible. Furthermore, the same would apply to wine that was poured by a mehalel Shabbat. Let's say you have a mehalel Shabbat b'farhesyah. And let's assume that the minhag is, like we said from Rabbi Feinstein already, and from other poskim of Chaim Moser, etc., that the custom was to be mahmir, not to drink the wine of mehalel Shabbat b'farhesyah. However, the wine of the mehalel Shabbat is not going to be asur b'hana'ah, and therefore there's not going to be the law of nitzok. And therefore, for mehalel Shabbat, pour the wine. True, what's in the cup will be forbidden to drink, but what's in the bottle will be permissible to continue drinking by the other people. Now, of course, this is all discussing in cases over here where the Jew was in front of the goy. In the next daily halakha, we have to discuss what happens when the Jew is not there, when he leaves the bottle unattended. That already is a different set of halakhot.